Blog Talk Radio.
Someday.
Some of y'all know this T. Smitty. Welcome to the show today. All right, had a little issue with my Skype there. Sorry about that, people. Number is, make sure the chat room is up in case. Who still use a chat room nowadays? But hey, anyway. All right, that's up. Number is 347-850-1065. Hit the number one to let me know that you call in, like you want to talk. Again, number 347-850-1065. All right. You know, been in a big political mood lately. And some of the things I want to talk about is President Barack Obama has failed black people. But we go dig a little deeper into that. And to be honest, part of it's our fault. how we are as a people politically unsophisticated, how us as a people will accept anything. So it's like when you discuss President Obama with black people, it's like if you criticize, you like you're up there with criticizing Jesus and Beyonce. They're going to come cut you. So the thing is with that is it's okay to criticize our public officials. But like I said, there are some things I'll go a little deeper on with that. For example, make sure this is open. There we go. All right. Like, for example, when black people say he's the president of the United States, not of black people, that right there is you telling us that you just care about symbolism. You just care about the black face and the high place. But the problem with that black face and a high place, what are you getting out of it? And might as well round up to 8 years. Since this president has been in office, can anyone tell me what black policy, not minorities, not people of color, not short people, not poor people, black people, policies that he tried to implement? God, we know he didn't implement anything. Someone tell me, what did he try to implement that was blocked? Because black people love saying that, oh, man, they're blocking him. The Republicans are blocking him. What are the policies that's being blocked? Name them. Because I would love to know. See, the problem is that he has gone out and spoken up for white women. Sorry, black women, they don't talk about you. They're not including you in this. Illegal immigrants, non-citizens, and the LGBT community, for example. Now, I have no beef with him doing that because those groups are doing what they're supposed to do. Be the squeaky wheel. Put money in the game. Things that we aren't doing. Why aren't we putting money in the game? But back to what I was saying. For the people that say they won't let him, he can't do this. 9 days after his first inauguration, President Obama signed the Lilly Ledbetter Act, like for equal pay. Always been out in front talking about it. 9 days afterwards, that's his first inauguration. But here's a little news flash for you black people. They count white women as a minority. They're actually the largest minority group. And that white women make more money than black men and black women. Where's the outrage from those white women or those white liberals? The illegal immigrants. The president's been out in front speaking for the rights of illegal immigrants. It's like now 1 in 4 states allow illegal immigrants to have driver's licenses, non-citizens having driver's licenses. And now you're having it. So in many cases now, illegal immigrants are able to get up to 3 years of tax returns. You know, many of them have children. And so many people out here that have children, look at how much you got back this year and multiply that by 3. The things that a group of people could do with that. Not many stores that you can put a down payment on to like rent, lease, or that much money you can use to invest. And then look at the LGBT community. They put their money in the game. And here's another thing for all you black people that's riding for them also. Now, I don't care what people do in their personal lives. I don't care who you love. I don't lose sleep over that. If two women want to get married, so be it. If two men want to get married, so be it. I'll just be honest. If they have to pay taxes, they should have the same rights. But at the same time, I'm not fighting for them because it's not a black issue. It's really a white supremacist issue. Some of y'all don't realize white supremacy runs deep in that group as well. But here's the thing. They also put skin in the game. All those groups I mentioned position themselves financially. They position themselves with putting people in power, backing those people in power, and also demanding from those people. But for example, this is how it works, people. This is how it works. Symbolism only gets you so far, black people. If all you got from this president was a myriad of photo ops with his family, some swag, and him, he's saying, I like him. He is your president. He is a public official. He is not your favorite basketball player. You cannot look at him like a fan looks at LeBron James and Steph Curry. He is a politician. And if you voted for him, record turnouts, two straight elections, and never asked for anything, you know what that says? One, it says the Republicans not even going to bother talking to us because they know they're not going to have our vote anyway, so why waste the time and resources? Two, the Democrats just figured out that, well, they already knew it, but it really further confirmed, we don't have to do anything to get the black vote. Three, here's a question for y'all who listen to the archives. Why in the hell are we going to demand policies to help black people from the next white president when we didn't even ask the first black president for any policies? Look at all these black people who are interrupting these Trump, Hillary, and Bernie Sanders rallies. Why haven't they done that to President Obama? We got a sitting black president right now who's not out of office to January. Why haven't the Black Lives Matter activists, the people who are attention whoring at these Trump rallies, yeah, I said it, and all the people that support and loving Hillary and the Feel the Burn crowd, why haven't they gone to President Barack Obama all these 8 years and say, what are you going to do for black people? What are you going to do about police officers shooting unarmed black people and getting off and with impunity? Now, see, before y'all say, well, state issue, your local elections, your local politicians take their cues from the top. President Obama didn't have to sign anything for gay marriage. He just had to fight for it, speak out on it, stand out there. The other thing, he won't even mention black. He won't say black. Say people of color, minorities. That's a problem. But yet we as a people, we accept that. No one will say, hold on. You spoke out for illegal immigrants. You spoke out for white women. You spoke out, you want to stand with Ahmed, whatever his name is, the kid who put the bomb in the clock, allegedly. And the LGBT. By the way, just like a month or two ago, President Obama was on Ellen DeGeneres' show, and we all know she's a lesbian. That's her business. But he even bragged about being out in front of the LGBT gay marriage issues. But yet, when has he ever been out in front of black issues? He's been out in front of illegal immigration, in which he put executive orders in. Been out in front for white women that pay issues from white men. And I see Ross Country Talks in the room. Hey, welcome to the show, Ross. But yet he won't speak up for black people. And we accept that as a people. That's our issue. That's our problem. Because, for example, black people all go around talking about, oh, the Tea Party was crazy. Tea Party this, Tea Party that. Y'all need to do some research real quick. Eric Cantor was pretty high up on the Tea Party food chain. They didn't like what he was doing. They didn't like the job he was doing. Next election, he was gone. And ask yourselves this. Find me a Democrat who fears not getting a black vote. You know what they say? Oh, don't vote for Trump. He's a racist. You know, you don't want him to round you up like you're in Auschwitz, Germany. while you got Hillary Clinton here, who has a record of racist policies against black people. Oh, and before you say that's her husband, those 6+ years she was a New York State Senator, she never once stood out in front of Congress and said, hey, look, we need to change these racist laws. These laws are too punitive against black people. Never done it. And the symbolism goes deeper. Peep game on this. Eric Holder, you know, Attorney General. What did he do? Nothing. What is his big accomplishment? Nothing. Now you got Loretta Lynch. You know, first black female attorney general. Now, what was the first thing she talked about? Morale for police officers, keeping morale up. Oh, yeah, speaking of that, this president, you got black people being killed in the streets with impunity from police officers. And when black people get killed, you know, they dig in the records, trying to criminalize a black person, trying to paint them as a thug, paint them as a criminal. But yet he decided upon himself to sign the, you know, that police protection bill, where they can interpret it as a threat and you're getting locked up. And why you see these black people online, talking about, if the police pull the guns out, they come out and get that IP address, they come rounding you up. But what's the protection for black people? What's the protection for the people who like his daughters? And here's the crazy part about it. The guy's a neoliberal like Hillary Clinton. He's trying to push this Trans-Pacific pipeline, second order, without anybody. But yet, we have black people defending him. We have black people defending his presidency, saying, well, what do you want him to do? We want him to address our issues and create policies like he's done for all these other groups, including non-citizens. What's so hard about demanding something from him? What is so hard about that? See, what happens is y'all say that's begging. The hell it isn't. If we vote for someone, we should demand policy to cover our votes. It is a trade. It is a transaction. If I give you this vote, I should get something for it. If I don't get anything for this vote or my donations that I give it to you to help buy some policy, I'm going to give it to the next person. See, with black people, all right, we got a symbolic black guy in office. Whoopee. He got this black family, his wife and kids. Whoopee. What has that gotten us? We've actually lost wealth under his presidency. We've gotten poorer. But yet, y'all go say, oh, that's nothing. What do you want him to do? And then you guys fall for these stats, like the unemployment stats. Oh, yeah, unemployment for white people are great. Like, those numbers are low. But unemployment for black people, especially black males, still astronomically high. Never get addressed. And again, number is 347-850-1065. Hit the number one. Let me know that you want to speak. All right. But I'm going to scan through this article real quick. And all right, nobody's in the chat. I'll have to copy paste it. All right. The title, Under Obama, Blacks Are Worse Off, Far Worse. Oh, crap. All right. And see, the thing is that, I don't know if I'll go through that, but I'll post some things in here. And see, what happens is with us as a people, we are just happy with being acknowledged. Mm-hmm. Just think about it. We've been acknowledged. Oh, we got the face in the office. We got the, you know, the first black family in office. But when the history books are written, as they're being written now, you look back in history, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years, where has it gotten us? You got black children being killed in these streets. Nothing's coming, not saying anything. Even your local black politicians, for the people love saying, well, your local elections, trying to make themselves sound smart. Where are they? Now, I'm not talking about this my brother's keeper thing that hasn't taken off yet. And it'll pretty much depend on charity from white people anyway. So guess who runs it? White people, because they putting the money in. But see, the problem also lies with us as black people. This is the biggest issue is we didn't put any money into it, nor did we demand anything. We continue to allow preachers and people who are trying to get on TV to speak for us. Call it what it is. You got the Al Sharptons of the world. And I don't know who the hell said he's a black leader. The Eric Michael Dysons, the John Lewis's, all these people, Melissa Harris Perry, all these people. And if you notice, they're losing their jobs now because after this black president's gone, we don't need all you black people translating black ease for you. Here's the issue. Those people that we continue to allow to speak for us and defend, they're not looking out for our best interests. They're looking out for their own interests. They don't understand closing ranks. For example, the Republican Party establishment does not like Donald Trump, for example. And by the way, I'm not voting for Trump, nor I vote for Hillary or Bernie Sanders. Bernie's a damn socialist. I'll touch on that later on. Well, I might as well say it while I'm up. I used to be in the military. Government pays that. And the pay was crap because no matter if you are the best or the worst, depending on your level of experience, you're getting the same amount of money. And that, hey, I'm single and the guy's married or got kids, he's getting more money than me even though I'm better than him. Yeah, socialism, go F off. But anyway, but back to like these primaries. You know, it's like, man, those Republicans, the Gold Guard, they don't like Donald Trump. They're not fans of him. But here's the thing. They're going to back Donald Trump for the good of the party and the closed ranks and look out for their best interests. When have black people ever looked out for our best interests? And here's another thing. Back to those Latinos that y'all love fighting for, those that mythical black and brown coalition. Our black president fights for them more than he even fights for us. We haven't gotten an executive action yet, but yet we love those pictures he's taking with his wife and kids. We love the swag. We should call him President Swag, but here we go. And I live in Phoenix, so Univision is kind of like PBS out here. You know, it's out there. They had a Democratic debate out there with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Something funny happened when you watch it. When I watched it, Hillary and Bernie weren't out there doing a dab. They weren't out there doing a lecture slide, the Quan, the Nay Nay. They weren't out there eating, you know, Jose's and Maria's tamales. They weren't out there trying to eat churros or put on a sombrero. You know, they weren't doing that. Know what happened? Those Latinos on Univision straight out asked them, what are you going to do for us? It was all business. But yet you got Roland Martins of the world that got Hillary want to dance. Don't you know how much of a joke that makes us? How much that doesn't take us, they don't take us seriously? If all they got to do our vote is go down to the church, you know, Eddie Mays fried chicken and, hit some dances. whenever you go, like, let's just say that if you look at that policy, for example, whenever you see one of them dance, let me try to get policy done. Nah, ain't no swag. It's business. Because at the end of the day, this is all business. And we don't have that grasp of business. And look now, since we didn't demand anything in 8 years from the black president, yeah, he inherited a mess from George W. Bush. It was a mess. But now it's under his watch. White people are eating good. Black people aren't. We have lost wealth. We are not better off. And all those other groups, their main objective is to make sure they're better off financially for their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids to survive. We think that we could survive on symbolism and swag. And last time I checked, symbolism and swag has not paid one single light bill yet. I'm actually found this article from like what Tavis Smiley talked about. And see, black people, we want to say, oh, Tavis and Cornel West are hating. Why couldn't they criticize him? But here we go. I'm going to go through this real quick. You know, Tavis Smiley told Megyn Kelly that Barack Obama has failed black Americans as president. And Megyn asked him, you know, are we better off today 7 years ago? And Tavis said, I'm not sure we are. And I ultimately think the president missed the moment. Paige started jumping for a second on every issue. And the leading economic issues, black Americans have lost ground in every one of those leading categories. So in the last 10 years, it hasn't been good for black folk. That is the president's most loyal constituency that didn't gain any ground in that period. Someone tell me he's wrong. And right here, it says, what about poverty? In 2009, when Obama took office, the black poverty rate was 25.8%. And as of 2014, according to the Pew Research Center, the black poverty rate was 27.2%. Now, white people would have been mad. Black people were just happy that, hey, he got an office. He's our president. Don't y'all be talking about him. Oh, it gets better. He said, what about income? CNN Money says minority households. I hate to say minority. And by the way, CNN is supposed to be liberals. Those good old liberal white people that love black folks. Yeah. But it said minority households' median income fell 9% between 2010 and 2013, compared to a drop of only 1% for whites. Now, here's the thing. That's talking about black, Hispanic / Latino, Asian, Middle Eastern, all those other groups, not just black. So imagine how this is black people, probably a little bit higher. But they said, what about the net worth of black, white, net wealth gap? Well, the Financial Times said the median non-white family today has a net worth of just $18,100, almost a fifth lower than it was when Mr. Obama took office. White median wealth, on the other hand, has inched up by 1% to 142,000. In 2009, white households were 7 times richer than black counterparts.
Hey, what's up, T. Smitty, man? What's up? It's your boy Soul, man. I don't know if you noticed, but you're talking and it's kind of cutting in and out, man. Even when I listened to it from Blog Talk Direct,
okay,
it's chopping in and out, man. We can't. I hear bits and pieces. What you saying? I can't really hear it clear. So I don't know if anybody told you that, but I'll just give you a heads up.
Okay, let me unplug this and plug it back in.
Okay, I don't know what you said, but okay, hopefully you're able to understand what I said.
Testes, 1-2, testes. Brother Soul in Black, can you hear me? Testes, 1-2, testes. I do not hear any sound coming from my end. Ladies and gentlemen, you seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties. I'm going to try to call in again.